hello and welcome everybody to the Weird Name Pod. This is the first episode in over a year. Sorry about that. But I have a good reason for reviving it, and that is the lead singer of the new band, Killjane. Here he is.
What up? I'm Colin. I play guitar and sing in Killjane. And yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for being here. Tell us a little about your band.
Well, Killjane is a two-piece punk garage rock band. I was like elements of like punk, garage rock, some like blues rock, some indie that comes in later, like projects I have set up for the future. Some noise rock, honestly, on the first EP, just sort of like a little bit of yelling without much melody. But yeah, just mainly like punk is the best description. I play guitar and I sing, and then I have a bassist, Jeanette Moreau. She's not here right now because it's midnight and she's working in the morning. So she's not big on like the public eye or like social media in the first place. So it's just me.
Yeah. Also, I kind of find it funny how like your time of availability is at midnight and then her time of availability is not.
Yeah, it's like honestly really hard to like send file. We actually rarely hang out because she's like, I don't know, usually fucking working. And so we just like send files back and forth because I showed her how to like record bass at home and stuff. And so we meet up for coffee whenever we're embarking on a new EP or a new album or a new project. And we discuss like the ideas, the themes. She's written some of the lyrics. Most of them are by me though. And yeah, I just discussed with her like the idea of the project, but then we like don't hang out for the rest of like recording at all. And when she first joined the band, she's like an old friend from like a long time ago. And when the band first started, she was like, "Hey, I don't know if I can play shows. Probably, like I'm not really available a whole lot, and I'm not really big on like performing. That's kind of like freaks me out." I was like, yeah, that's fine. I can like find someone. It's not really about like having someone to perform with. It's about having more ideas. Because I've had solo projects prior to Killjane, and I kind of got tired of just having the only inspiration come from me. And so it's nice to have another member who can contribute ideas and shit like that. It definitely makes for a more full sounding project.
Nice, very nice. Actually, I don't think I fully brought this up earlier, but I briefly mentioned how Colin here is reviving the podcast, but also he's the one who essentially was the reason that I started it because he was in the first episode, and now he revived it. I don't know. I just find that kind of funny. Anyway, that was just a brief sidetrack. Now, but diving right into like more questions here. So you brought up earlier how Jeanette was essentially like an old friend, but how did it come to the point where, you know, you kind of reconnected and were like, hey, let's play music.
I knew her from like a very, like as much as a friend group can exist when you're like 6 or 7 or 8. Basically, I knew her from my childhood and I've moved since then. And so she lives like an hour and a half away from me. But I don't know. I had her number, I guess, from like when I moved. I got it. And I was going through like contacts one day, just I guess bored out of my fucking mind. I must have been if I was going through fucking contacts. And I found her number, and I'm like, I wonder what the fuck she's up to now. And so I hit her up. I was like, yo, what's up? It's Colin. Do you remember me? She's like, oh yeah, what's up? I was like, I'm like, oh, I make music now. She's like, oh, I just like started playing bass. I was like, oh, do you want to like play bass for my band? It's just me right now. And she was like, I'm not really that good. And I was like, it's, you don't really have to be good. It's punk. Like, and like, I don't know. She was into like punk, not like crazy, like purist shit. Like, I don't know. She really liked Green Day and like The Offspring and stuff. But yeah, I was like, it's kind of along those lines. So it's not really that hard. Like, I'm not that good at guitar. So yeah. And like, I would just appreciate having another member and having your input and shit like that. And so, yeah, she just joined through, like, I don't know, mutual acquaintanceship. It just worked out.
Nice, nice. Speaking of Green Day, though, we'll get more into this later when we dive into the track list here. But Was that like an actual influence going in, or was that more of a subconscious thing? Because that like popped out a few times, I feel like, in the
Green Day
list.
Did in the EP.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would definitely say to an extent that subgenre that they are, like nowadays they're like just full on pop punk or like pop almost. But yeah. Dookie, Insomniac Days, like that's more, I don't know, like that and The Offspring is sort of the bridge over to pop punk. Like it's not really like old punk like the Ramones or like Buzzcocks, but it's certainly not pop punk either. It's just sort of like the in-between. And that's definitely what I would call Killjan. It's like the in-between. I've never listened to a Green Day song and been like, I want to replicate that. But like the sound definitely is, there's a similarity.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
Subgenres.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, would you want to actually dive into the track list right now?
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's fire
dope,
away.
Dope. Actually, before that track list, I want to say Teeth Gap. How did that come about as like, okay, this is the lead single for like, well, not even the EP, but you know, the debut Killjan single.
Oh, well, I just knew I like had to have, because in prior projects, before I had any knowledge of like the business, I would just drop whole fucking albums and be like, I have a new album out. No one's heard this. It was like, I was just so like stupid.
I remember that.
Yeah, just dropping albums out of nowhere. Like everyone listened to it and they're like, I don't want to.
like literally nobody knew about it until
yeah,
it was out. It's like, hey guys, it's out now.
No promotion, like, no nothing.
Nothing, man.
No,
damn.
So I had a single idea, and I didn't, the meaning of the song, I don't know, I don't really want to go into it. It's nothing really that personal, it's just not really worth explaining. But, I don't know, I knew it was a good song. It wasn't like too overtly punk, like it was what I really wanted to make. It was a song that was, I guess, the sound of Killjan in its purest form. And so, yeah, nothing really more complex than that, honestly. I thought it was a good single. I dropped it. And, yeah.
Yeah, music video is good, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that took 8 days to shoot. One would Dang. Think it would take only a few, but I didn't have... Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't have like a whole lot of an idea of a concept, so I was like, let's just do a bunch of like cool shots of like me playing. Jeanette actually wasn't in the band at that time. She
Oh really?
Yeah, because we wrote she joined and we wrote the EP, and now it's dropped out, so everyone goes streaming.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, prior I was just doing everything myself, and then we reconnected. But the music video, so it's just me, and I remember we shot a couple days, and I don't know why, but the director and the guy who edited it, I guess he just like wasn't really in the mood to record or to work on it. And then on the fourth day, which was like supposed to be the last day, he must have gotten some like crazy burst of energy and was like, let's shoot another day. And we did that for like 4 more days. And
Dang.
I wanted to shoot in like rural, like abandoned aesthetic areas, so that was like tedious as hell, because we'd have to drive like an hour to find a good place, but like a new place that was fresh and we could get new shots at.
Speaking of that though, do you think, I'm not concurrent, you know, current situations and all that, but do you think you might actually do another music video with her now,
with Jeanette? Oh yeah, probably. Yeah, it'd have to be on like, I'm trying to think about when the hell that could be. Probably on like probably on a holiday, I guess. Yeah, I wanted actually to do a music video for All At Once, but I wanted to shoot it in a car, and I wanted it to be one shot, but the guy who shot the first music video, Teeth Gap, he could not find his camera mount. That would like go on the window of the car for the entire shot. So that's sort of been like postponed while he tries to find it or buys another one. But that probably will come out because it's a great song. And I'd enjoy for that to be a music video.
Definitely. But like, speaking of All At Once, let's jump right into the track list. That is track one.
Let's jump right into it.
Let's just jump right into it.
You fucking like Fuzzy Tube or like Drama Alert? Let's just
jump right into
it.
What's with this new Killjan EP? Pretty scandalous, if you ask me.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So what's the story, man? Let's think about this, because I would love to know, because it starts off with an audio clip, which is oddly a really good way to start off the EP. And, you know, of course, the song in general, or, you know, song and EP in general, however you want to word that. Yeah. How'd you pick that clip and how'd you, you know, piece that together?
That's from a TV show, The Phil something. I don't know. It's from the 70s. And
Regis Philbin, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. And they're, that's one of the hosts on the show. They're like multiple hosts.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's from the 70s and they're interviewing a group of punks. And one of the hosts mentions that while punk, it's not a bad expression, it's not as like an individual expression as they want to think. Like, yeah, you all like look crazy as hell, and yeah, you don't look the same, but that is a theme itself. Like, you all like are dressing with the same intention of not looking the same. So there really is a general theme there. That's what the opening sample is of the host explaining that to the punks, and they have no response. I'm not against.
Because I remember, I think the host says something along the lines of,
you all have the same hair, clothes, tattoos, and the only thing she said, and the only thing one punk says in response is, "I don't have tattoos." It's like a cop out of a response, and like in the TV show, the crowd laughs and then they move along, never addressing the actual question. And I'm not against punk, but I am most certainly against the incredibly pompous, elitist attitude that exists in it of like, oh, like wear certain clothes, like have certain beliefs, all this shit. It's so obnoxious.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, great.
But then it dives into the actual song, and then does that like connect with the opening clip?
The opening song actually, All at Once, has very little meaning. it's just about moshing, basically, like fighting.
Oh, yeah.
It's about this show I went to where my car broke down multiple times on the way there. And so when I got there, eventually to the show, I was in an incredibly bad mood. And so I was just, I wasn't like taking people, I wasn't like throwing punches, but I was like, I was just like creating a wave. Like I was like, people were like dominoes in my path. People falling over. It was a beautiful sight. but yeah, it's an angry, fun opening song, I would say.
So essentially like the lyrics are just there to be the lyrics.
there's nothing more complex than that, honestly.
That's funny, man. But yeah, that's a really good song. Like, it's very short, but it packs a punch while it's there, and it's extremely catchy, honestly.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah, it's a good chorus. Alrighty, track number two, Spetty. Tell me what it's all about. Is there any meaning, or is it just like...
That was actually the first Killjane song. I wrote that like several, like a long time, before Teeth Gap, before like any of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and because I wanted to, from past projects, it was all about like personal stuff, which isn't like a problem, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, obnoxious to like constantly talk about yourself. And so Spetty is about Eddie... Edward, or better known as Aleister Crowley, the founder of Satanism, modern Satanism. The song is about how Aleister Crowley like did loads of heroin, loads of acid, kind of destroyed himself like mentally and physically. And then when he was in his 60s, he was like, "I'm gonna quit drugs and start a family." That's like fucking hilarious to me. Like, just abandoning your lifestyle, like this world, this religion you've built, and then abandoning it because you're like afraid of death, I guess, even though like, I don't know, it's hypocritical, it's kind of hilarious in like a sad way. I mean, it's like good on him for like getting clean, but like you're really like contradicting everything you ever believed in, dude. So yeah, I wanted to go into a less personal song and more of a like a different kind of song, more about a story or a critique.
More story, kind of from a different perspective.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, that song, that's the meaning of Spetty, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got track three, Dilated, which honestly, one of my favorites. Really catchy, to be honest. I love that chorus. The bass on that track is really good. And that's one of the examples where you listen to Teeth Gap and you listen to this EP and you're like, okay, yeah, there's a difference there because the bass is a lot more prominent.
Yeah, it's a lot more groovy. Yeah, Dilated, it's about sex. There is nothing more complex than that. Like,
I mean, to be fair, that's like a lot of songs. Like, that's been something, a lot of the most well-known songs, even from like the 60s to now.
Dude, oh my God, what if Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion go on Genus to discuss WAP? And they start reading off the lines, and they're like, "That's about." It's very deep. I'm not saying it's a bad. Actually, I love that song. I'm saying that it shouldn't be on Genius, but I bet it will.
I mean, I prefer the Ben Shapiro remix just because it's so incredibly hilarious.
With some wet ass p word.
But yeah, I was gonna make a comment earlier about how literally even the Beatles did a song as completely not subtle at all. What's it called? Like, Let's Do It in the Road or something like that?
What the fuck? I didn't know that was a song of theirs.
You didn't know that was a song? It's on the White Album. Hold on, I gotta look this up right now. Okay, so the song, the Beatles song is called Why Don't We Do It in the Road? And literally the whole song is just Paul going, Why don't we do it in the road? Over and over again for like 2 minutes.
So
it's kind of incredible.
So
because
elegant.
He sounds good, of course, duh. But yeah.
Yeah, that's all that was about.
So which is kind of funny because you think about people like boomers going, oh, the music of today, it's all sexual. Well, the Beatles did essentially the clean version of WAP.
Yeah, basically.
Because it literally is like explicit as can be without being an explicit song. Anyway. Alrighty, track numero
cuatro.
Look, it's late, dude. I'm not good at Spanish. Anyway, Mandatory Leather. Give me the story, dude.
That song is the most like blatantly anti-punk song. Definitely has the most noise rock influences. But yeah, the chorus especially. I'm alive and I'm fucking free. It's more than you can claim to be. I don't know. I went to a show one time and I basically went on a rant that is the content of Mandatory Leather. And I was like, punk claims to be anti-establishment, yet there's a fucking dress code, basically. And some guy walked up to me and said, hey, man, punk is a genre, not a fashion style. I turned to him and I said, tell that to everyone here who's not wearing a leather jacket. Or I said, tell that to everyone here who's all wearing the same clothes. Like, I think me and my friend were the only people not wearing like incredibly punk attire, and oh, that's a problem. But just don't fucking pretend like it's some individualist expression.
Yeah,
I mean, there's other things too that I like would rant about, but I don't really want to go into that. That's like the easiest thing I can bitch about.
Yeah, definitely. I really like the lyric. I feel like the lyrics on this one stand out more than the others, honestly. Like more so than the others. It feels like it's trying to say something, which I kind of like.
Yeah, you can hear the anger in my voice.
Yeah.
Basically, I just sort of take issue with the very elitist, gatekeepery nature of punk. And like the certain way you have to dress and look and... Yeah, I don't know, man. That's why I like metal so much. I feel like a lot of metalheads I meet have like a varying style. A guy I met at a party who got me into grindcore, I remember he was wearing a cardigan and shit. And I was like, oh, what are you into? And I thought he would say like jazz. He's like, oh, I'm into like Carnifex, which is this like grindcore band. I was like, are you, holy shit. I really appreciate that, you know, having an identity outside of your musical tastes. I don't know what the fuck you said, but I'll fight for nothing to-
Next up, we got track number 5, Little Ghoul, potentially growing to be my favorite on the album, maybe, I feel like.
Well, it's an EP, fuckface.
Well, sorry, okay. favorite on the EP, potentially, sorry.
yeah, that song is a kind of a pretty obvious look behind the scenes that Killjane was supposed to be an indie band. But then I was like, nah, I'm like far too angry to like do indie. I need to do punk. It's like you can sort of grow more, I feel like, with that. You can do like garage rock with indie. I don't know. It's not a bad genre. There's just not a whole lot of room to have different influences. Yeah, so like the beginning of Little Ghoul is, I don't know, slow, and I wrote it like that, and then I was like, oh shit, I'm a punk band now, and so.
So you added the whole kind of punk drop, essentially.
Yeah, so.
Which is pretty great, and it oddly fits. You wouldn't think it would fit from hearing the beginning of the song, but it really does.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed myself, honestly.
For sure. Also, actually tell me the story behind the song, because I actually do like the lyrics a lot on this one.
It's pretty personal, so fuck off. Oddly enough, that is actually Jeanette's favorite song off the EP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she really likes that drop a lot.
Nice. But yeah, I do like the, I guess the chorus. You could, like, debate whether it's a pre-chorus because of the drop or, you know, what would you call it, honestly?
The song structure is, like, very all over the place due to changing styles and stuff like that, but I like it a lot. We probably won't ever play it live because I don't know, it's kind of like a wild ride for an audience to like headbang, and then they're like, oh wait, now it's slow, oh now it's fast again. it wouldn't be a good moshing song, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But yeah, actually that's something I was gonna bring up about that drop. When I first heard it, very much calling back to what I said earlier, reminds me of Green Day a bit, honestly. Like, just, like, it's a very specific kind of punk.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, fast and angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums up early Green Day.
Did you see the ad for Father of All? No Swedish songwriters, no trap beats, 100% pure, uncut rock.
Wait, is it serious? I did not see that.
That's
is
a
that
billboard
serious?
They, like, I think rented, I guess.
Oh, that's funny.
No
that's
trap
really funny.
Beats. And, like, yeah.
no trap.
No trap.
Trap beats are from those stupid little
millennials.
Millennials, there you go. Okay, I was going to say teenagers, but honestly, teenagers, that's their audience. Next track, we got College Invasion, which I hear a rumor this was actually supposed to be the title of the EP at one point.
Bitch, I told you that. That wasn't a rumor. Yeah, that was supposed to be the title of the EP, and then I realized how dumb it was, so I changed it. The meaning of the song, it's very important. I want to clear this up. So the song, if you read the lyrics, it sounds like I'm talking about me fucking a 15-year-old. That's not what the song's about. The song's about a 15-year-old at a punk show who asked me to have sex with her, and I said no. She was like, let's have sex. And I was like, how old are you? She said, 15. And I was like, I'm 18, dude. And she was like, I know. I'm okay with that. And I was like, ugh, I'm not. Yeah, I want to include that because, like, hypothetically, if anyone reads the lyrics, they're going to be like, oh, this is, wow. Like, I don't want that to get out. Like, yeah. The song is sort of, like, mocking her and, like, making a joke of the situation. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a true song, but fictionalized.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Heavy, like, a great part of the EP is just, like, stories that are heavily fictionalized.
Yeah, for sure. Which, I mean, that's not hard to tell, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Hopefully.
Definitely. But that's actually another song that has a really catchy bass line.
Yeah, it's very similar to Dilated in a way that has a very groovy blues rock kind of intro.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, definitely before it just explodes in your face. All right, and final track on this wonderful little punk EP, Ashtray. Tell me the story, man.
It's just, I just wanted to have, like, one, like, really punk song that had, like, you know, like a punk cut time beat. It's low-key mocking the crowd. It's me mocking the crowd with just some shitty, like, punk beat that's, like, you know, feeds their, oh, I need to hear a punk song. I'm going to lose my shit.
And it's, is that why you decided to end it on that track? Just so it's like, okay, let's go out with a punk
much.
Song.
And no, the song is just about the suburbs and how fucking boring it is. That's all that it's about, honestly. It's
nice. Yo, the suburbs, they're boring. Let's write a song about it.
Well, I don't know, man. It's a good thing. It's something to write about. I feel like most people who live in the suburbs pretend they're not from the suburbs. Mm. I don't know. I'm not saying that, like, the suburbs are bad. It's great to raise a family and shit, but it is pretty fucking boring when, you know, you're like my age. And so, like, Jeanette's 20 and she's a full-time job. But I don't know, personally, like, I have a job too, but I still get, like, restless and shit.
So yeah, those are all of the tracks on the album. Now, let us talk about the name. I'm assuming it's just probably random and it's like, oh, that sounds good.
No, the name Jimmy Did It First came from the lead singer of Mindless Self-Indulgence. So if you aren't aware, Mindless Self-Indulgence is like an electro-punk band, and they made this album called Frankenstein Girls Will Seem Strangely Sexy. Weird name. But it was really, really popular. It was like, it was insanely huge. And so the album after that, you know, was obviously very heavily anticipated because all their fans were like, you know, how are they going to follow this album up? And so they have all this pressure on them from critics and fans alike. And they release an album called You're a Bell to Anything. And a main bulk of the lyrical content is the band, or then the lead singer, shitting on, like, the goth and emo and punk community and making fun of how, like, emo they are and how they're all basically people in uniforms and they're all just rebelling because they have no other meaning in life. And it's just, like, awesome to me, you know, the idea that they would have all that hype and just decide to throw it back in the face of their audience. And so obviously this is not a very heavily anticipated EP, but it's still one that I'm proud of, and that Jeanette and I are proud of. And I thought it'd be funny making a punk EP and marketing it to punks, and the main lyrical bulk of it is me shitting on the punk community. But
yeah, I do find that pretty funny, especially. It almost seems like you do, at the end of the day, have a really odd love-hate relationship with punks.
I don't know. I like the music. Yeah, that is where. And, like, I can't take credit for it, though, because Jimmy did it first, the lead singer of MSI.
Incredible.
I like to think so.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, I remember I told Jeanette that. I'm like, oh, here's the meaning of the name. And she was like, I've never heard of that band before. And I was like, all right, well, now you have.
All right, so that is the story of Killjane and their first EP out today, by the way. So definitely go bump that shit.
Please, we want your money.
Now, to close this off, I want to ask a question. I'm not sure if you will be able to answer for Jeanette or not, but what is your favorite album within the realm of, you know, your current influences and all that?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think about it when we wrote the EP, but I guess I would have to say Insomniac by Green Day. Everyone fucking, like, sucks the dick of Dookie, because that was their breakout album. But Insomniac was after they had signed to Warner Brothers, which, by the way, it's not a crime to make money. But the entire punk community was up their ass being like, you're not punk rock anymore because you sold out. Nah, bitch, we're just getting rich now, so go fuck yourself. And yeah, and so the and Dookie, which heavily focused on, like, I hate my parents, I hate my school, Insomniac is, like, really jaded. If you listen to it, like, a great deal of the EP is, or a great deal of the album, sorry, is them not shitting on the punk community, but it's, like, much darker, and it's much more, it's much angrier in a way. The opening track especially, Armitage Shanks, whatever it's called, is just sort of saying out there, like, they're now very pessimistic, and they can't really help that, because that's where they are in life right now. So I guess from sound and lyrical content, that'd be it. Oh, also No Trend. No Trend is a punk band that was, like, notoriously incredibly anti-punk and very misanthropic, and I draw from that very heavily. I write all the songs, like, on guitar, so Jeanette's inspiration is me.
Does she have any favorite, like, well, actually, first of all, do you have a favorite guitarist?
Me? I don't give a shit.
No.
No, I don't know if she's a favorite bassist. I don't think she's heavily involved with bass enough, or, like, I don't want to shit on her, but I don't think she has played bass for long enough or is invested in it enough to really care. I think she plays bass because of Killjane. I think she would have dropped it by now if it wasn't for being involved.
If she didn't have a reason to keep playing.
Yeah, seriously. I think her friend, like, gave her a bass, and then I was like, hey, want to put that bass to work? And she was like, yeah, I guess.
By the way, Colin is literally rolling over in his bed right now.
Yeah, dude, I'm tired as hell.
So on that note, I think we will end this lovely, lovely interview with Colin Stevenson, the lead singer of the up-and-coming band Killjane. Go stream their EP. It's out today on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. Go stream it, man. Or buy it if you want, I guess. Also on Bandcamp, I would assume.
Give us your money.
Also, you can follow the band on Instagram and Twitter at Killjane Band. The link will be in the show notes, or just look it up yourself. It's not that hard to spell.
This kid from my old swim team just texted me saying, hey, Colin, can I be your manager for your band? Where? He spells where, W-E-R-E. Oh. Where can I can get you spots to perform at? Where our own managers? He's typing. He's responding. What's he going to say?
Already?
He sent a thumbs up. All right. So basically, this has been the Weird Name Podcast with Killjane, baby girl. Go stream our new EP. Go follow us. Give us money. If you want, you can donate your body to killjane.bandcamp.com. Go contact us. We will more than gladly take your body and sacrifice you at a show.
Farewell, friends, and I shall see you another time, maybe. Leave suggestions. Tweet me who you want to be on the podcast. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe I will not do this for another year. Okay, goodbye, everybody, and save Ferris.